It's just so difficult nowadays. And of course I've done like the dating apps, and of course I've done like
I'm so
we need to pause this.
Listen.
We are gonna get my cats and put them in the bedroom is okay. What's fixing to happen.
That scared the absolute crap out of me.
Come on, take a ride. We're here by your side. Sit down, shut up, and grab a drink. You're healing with the Disco Queens. Hello. We are back. This is our second episode.
Yeah, so welcome to Healing with the Disco Queens. My name's Alex.
And I'm Susanna.
And this is the podcast that you listen to when you need advice from the girls and when you're just ready to take a break. You know, sometimes life is just rough.
Exactly.
And, you know, just come chill with us, grab snacks, grab food,
yep.
Whatever you need to relax, and just take an hour out of your day just to listen to us. Yeah.
Exactly. It's just us yapping, but honestly, it's like we try to give some life advice because we feel like we've been through a lot, and I feel like people can relate a lot to what we've been through, and so we are here to just share our experience and, you know, where we are now. So if you missed our first episode, please go back and watch that, because some of the content that we're going to be talking about is featured in the first episode. So we want you to be on track.
Not that there's necessarily an order, but
exactly.
You know what? There's characters that are reoccurring.
Yes.
So we just want you to be up to speed.
With our life, because there's a lot.
Yes. So yeah. Tonight, what are we drinking?
Tonight we are drinking our Dirty Martini. Cheers. This is a classic drink. Very 70s. Mm-hmm. It's got that saltiness. We're going to get salty tonight, I feel like. We'll try to keep it kosher, you know what I mean? But I feel like the 70s housewives of that era were very much like getting together with their gossiping and drinking their dirty martinis. Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't caught on, we are diving first off into the boy drama, boys and breakups.
Yep. So tonight's episode is all about exes. So basically,
all of the exes that we got. So
yeah,
let's get started.
I feel like during some of my relationships, and even like immediately after, it was like survival mode. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Well, I was about to say, I Will Survive is just like the anthem.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the breakup anthem. If you haven't heard it yet, run, don't walk,
sprint.
Like, it's, first of all, it's just a classic.
Exactly.
And it's so empowering. I also remember my fresh memory of that song was from the movie Replacements. Mm. I don't know if you ever watched it, but they all get arrested. It's a football movie.
Oh.
And they all get arrested and they're doing like a karaoke line to it. It's so, anyway, it's dumb, but every time I hear that song, I'm like, yes, I've got to, let me dance to it. But also, it is. It's also a song that makes you want to break down your own door and be like,
literally.
Here, I'm here.
I think of Shrek 2 with the fairy godmother. And so, period on that, because she is just so, like, of course, she's, like, the villain, right? She's kind of, like, the villain of the story, but
I think they all know that sometimes
she's a bad bitch. You know what I mean?
Beep.
I was like, I didn't know if we were or not, so.
Yeah, let's get into the relationship tea. So, I don't know if you remember last episode. We met because of a breakup. Not we met. We started hanging out because of a breakup.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, what better way for our second episode to be than about all of the things that we learned from the relationships over the past 10 years. Because
right.
let's put this out there. First of all, this is our podcast. And so this is going to be more about us and our reflection.
Yeah.
With a little bit of tea sprinkled in. Mm-hmm. But so
we're not going to totally spill like the ins and outs of the relationship, but like what we learned
mm-hmm.
based on what happened.
Yeah. So I think the first set of relationships we're going to talk about is this big... Listen, 18 to 19 is such a weird age. Correct. I don't even start 17 in there. Like,
yeah.
This idea...
Mine was really like, 17 to 19 years old.
So this idea of like transitioning from high school into whatever you're going to do after, like we went to college. And so high school to college onward is such a fast pace. There's so many lasts, there's so many emotions. And, you know, I feel like a lot of relationships get caught up in that. And so I know you had a high school relationship that ended because of college. I had a high school relationship that went into college and then ended during the first year. And yeah.
Yeah, so basically, you know, like, I think both of us kind of experienced that, like, you know, high school sweetheart phase. Like, if it had made it, you know what I'm saying? It would have been very much that. Yeah. And I think... You know, I was actually talking to somebody because this was a girl who was going into college and she was also in a relationship. And I kind of gave her the advice of like, you know, keep your options open, you know, dive into college. And I think that's like my first bit of advice is like definitely living the life for you, right? As opposed to like holding back. And not doing, you know, not meeting people or not going to an event just because of somebody else. And I think that that was really my biggest thing in a relationship as I, you know, I was 18, I was new to this town, new to the college, and I wanted to experience that. Like, I wanted to blossom properly, really. And, you know, he went to a whole other college. Like,
in a whole other state.
Whole other state. And, you know, it was like everybody was telling us that it wasn't going to work out. It wasn't going to work out. And being the Taurus that I am, being the proper Taurus, I didn't want to listen, you know? And, but, like, as I grew older, like, I mean, obviously I ended things or whatever. But as I grew older, I was just like, yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Like, I wouldn't have had the experiences that I did had... it not ended, unfortunately. Yeah. But, I mean, you know, it happens.
You know, so. I think life happens.
Exactly.
And so I think that's another reason why, we're friends.
Yeah.
The idea that life is meant to be lived. And you're going to make a lot of mistakes. And I think that's the first thing with my first relationship was this idea that, what was the quote I was talking about earlier? That it says, it's a poem, and I don't remember all of it. But basically the first line's like your first love is the love that, oh no, I don't remember. And basically it's saying that when your first love, it's, you love the only way you know how. And so looking at that, a lot of people experience their first love when they're 17, 18, 19 years old.
Right.
And for me at that time, I distinctly remember, well, I don't remember a lot, actually. I was extremely anxious. I was just like this little bundle of nerves all the time. And I think a lot of it had to do with just kind of the environment I was in at the time. There was a lot of criticism going on. Right. There was just a lot of conflict within my house. And so with that, what am I going to do with all this energy? What am I going to do? And so I think... bringing in our therapy real quick, because I think this is my first relationship really showed, like, reflecting back on all of this, getting to see, I don't know, if I gave myself earlier advice, it would be like, it's gonna be okay, you're gonna be okay, and we all make mistakes. I think I made a lot of mistakes in my first relationship. I would say probably 99% of the relationship, it was my mistakes.
Yeah.
And looking back now, almost 10 years later, it, not to excuse any behaviors, but I think a lot of it came from decompressing out of the environment I came out of.
Right.
And if you know anything about trauma out there, trauma, poof.
Listen, it affects the way you view yourself, you view others. Like, yes.
Communicate with others.
Everything. Yeah.
Like, I distinctly remember I was the type of person And I will still do this to an extent today, but I've gotten so much better. You would ask me what's wrong 30 times. I'd be like, nothing. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing's wrong. Mm-hmm. Nothing's wrong. Or I wouldn't say anything.
But you wanted people to know that something was wrong.
Or I would shut down. Yeah, I would shut down. Yeah. And so I think that that first relationship, there's a lot to be learned. And even like on my side, I think there was a lot of anger at first. And then, I don't know, reflecting back, I think there could have been worse things that could have happened.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And then, which ironically, that was the relationship that ended when we started hanging out.
Yeah.
It was already past the point. We already, we're past the point of no return. And so we met and started hanging out. And that's when really I experienced like all the talking phases. I hate the talking phase if I'm like geared for a relationship.
Yeah.
I'm just like, you know what, like you're kind of cute, like let's talk a little bit, right. I think that's a different mindset. But if you're heartbroken and you're like, oh, this person's paying attention to me, talking phase is terrible.
Well, that's exactly what happened with me, because I like, you know, left one relationship, jumped into another, and then like we talked about in the previous episode with, you know, we went out all the time. My freshman year, her sophomore year, when we met, immediately we're going out all the time. Yeah. And I was still in that mindset that I just wanted someone to notice me.
No.
I just wanted someone to notice me. Yeah. And that, you know, like, I think, I don't know about for guys because I can't speak for them, but I know for girls, like, I feel like a lot of times we just want someone to notice us and someone to put in effort for us. You know? Mm-hmm.
Just call me pretty.
I just want to be pretty. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh my god,
like,
Erin, your hair looks so good. Push back.
Yeah, like literally, and we're so quick to give compliments too. And I think that sucks because, mm-hmm. I don't know, like, I mean, yeah, I guess some guys like give compliments, but it's like, if you're in that talking phase, mm-hmm. at least for me, like, I've experienced a lot of ghosting. I've experienced a lot of like, you know, not wanting to put in the effort to.
Did I ever tell you about the time, I don't know why this just brought up, because it was during this time period. There was somebody I was talking to during this whole little period. And at first it was like that conversation of like, let's go to the movies, let's do this. And then silence. And I was like, oh, awkward, okay.
Okay.
Which is like, cool, whatever. Well, then I ran into him at a party.
Oh my God.
And he's like, I'm so sorry. Like, I just didn't know what to say. I don't know how to handle this. Like,
Excuse.
And I was like, I distinctly remember. And I was like, dude, if you're not interested, tell me. It's fine. I'm not gonna be offended.
Dude, and I think that is the biggest thing is like, we can just be friends.
Yeah.
Like, if you just want to hang out or something, like, hey, I just want to hang out, but I'm not. Like, say what your intentions are on the front end.
Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest thing, too, is because a lot of guys, I feel like, get into something and then they're like, oh, but I don't want to lock it down. Like, mm-hmm. like, honestly, I've been in talking phases where I'm like, I don't see what the difference would be mm-hmm. in us dating and mm-hmm. in us talking right now.
Right.
So, and I think that is my biggest takeaway is like, you know, I just, if I'm just going to talk to somebody and I'm just going to hang out and be friendly and whatever, mm-hmm. then fine. But 9 times out of 10, like, I am looking for something else. Yeah. And so if the other person isn't.
You're a relationship queen.
I do. I love a relationship. I like being paired. But here's the thing, too. My love language, I have all the love languages.
Yeah.
I mean, for real. But, like,
just love me, please.
Just love me. But I love you. Like, I will spoil. I will do acts of kindness. Yeah. I will do whatever. And that's the thing is, I, like, haven't been completely fulfilled. Mm-hmm. You know, my cup hasn't been full. So it's like, but I've been pouring mm-hmm. so much of myself. And that's in, like, talking phases. That's in relationships.
Yeah.
Which we can get into. The other ones.
Let me tell you right now, I definitely think that you are a lot better at that than I am. I think it takes me for a really long time. I used to be so quick and to be like, I'm not into you. And then I don't know what switched. I do think, I will say, and we're going to get into this in a whole nother episode of like mental health. There was so much going on in my head, in my body that was going on in college. Right. Of, like, freshman, sophomore, junior year. Like, there was so much that I didn't even know, and I didn't really realize until a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I didn't even, like, I was like, oh, like, everybody experiences, like, everybody gets really sad, everybody does this, everybody... No. I mean, yeah. Maybe to an extent, but not to... I was so unhealthy during that time, mentally, physically. I mean, I used to sit in my bed and eat cookie dough.
I mean, you know, we do what we can. And the Nutella.
I would have, like, 4 or 5 just empty tubs. Like, the big, not, like, big, but, like, the biggest tub you could get of Nutella from Walmart. And they would be empty under my bed because I just wouldn't clean. I just was so blah. But I also remember, I know that this isn't, well, during the same time, this is why we rely on your friends. This is not on our little script here, but I do distinctly remember that there was a time period I, like, didn't leave my room for 2 weeks.
Right.
And it was Michaela, because I lived with Michaela at that time. And so this was, maybe we didn't, maybe we were, no, it was the same, it was spring semester that we had already, we were already doing our thing, but also equally.
Stressed out.
Yeah, so yeah. I just didn't leave my room, and my other college best friend came and put the Hershey pies that you get from Walmart or you can get from Burger King on my door. And I was like, because we used to eat them together when we were living together all the time. And so I don't know, I look at, like, the time, and I think that was time was very relationship heavy, or like wanting a relationship, or like, what am I supposed to do with this? And I think when you come from a background, and this is getting really heavy really quick, and I'm sorry, it's we'll okay. Line it back up real quick. But like, the only successful relationship I saw was my grandparents. And like, I love my mom dearly, and There was a lot of stuff that went on while I was growing up.
Yeah.
And there was just a lot of not great examples when it came to relationships. So then now equally trying to do my relationship and be in a relationship. I mean, even now I still feel like there's disconnects that I'm still trying to figure out, but better than when we first met.
Yeah.
Better, but I think also I don't think I would have learned that if I had made mistakes. So it's like a dual-edged sword. I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is, but that's my answer.
I think that makes a lot of sense, because going back to what you said, like, the first relationship is what you know. And so, like, you're going to have habits that you've seen or, you know, experienced, and that could have either put you on guard for a relationship. That could have, you know, put you in a place where you're doing the same habits as, like, what your, you know, your parents and everything. Same thing for me is I fall into the cycle of what I've seen. And so my parents are still together, and that's, like, you know, I feel like I'm in a minority, like, nowadays. And so, like, when I'm trying to navigate relationships or whatever, like, they were college sweethearts, and now here I am post-college, and it's like,
what did I do wrong?
Yeah, like, I don't know what to do with this. And it's like, I've tried with the relationships, but it just, like, it didn't work out because we were either, like, different or, like, you know, we wanted different things. And, or, you know, I just wasn't feeling like my cup was getting filled.
Yeah.
And from what I was seeing, like, what I had seen growing up, like, I wanted that so bad and it wasn't happening. And so, you know, I mean, I've constantly been in this phase of, like, what are relationships today? Like, what are these guys trying to get to? Like, what are they wanting? Because I feel like what guys want, or at least what I've experienced, is, like, not the same thing that I want. And so, I, like, you know, like, I've done the dating apps and stuff, and I've, like, done the let's go out and, like, whatever. And the goal is, like, trying to, you know, make myself look good just in case I meet somebody. Like, I've done it all, you know? And I think my second takeaway from all of this is just, like, never losing sight of yourself. You know? It has taken me a long time to get to where I am right now. And I feel like navigating life should be for yourself and not for somebody else's. Like, life and, like, validation towards you. And Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
I've had a lot of learning and unlearning.
Well, I think that goes into our next topic because here's the thing. We always make a joke that I've had like two major relationships in my life and they both lasted like almost 4 years. And then like that, I was dating and I talked a little bit here and there throughout that time, but relationship wise, I guess I'm a serial long dater. I don't know.
I mean, that happens. Like, my brother's the same way. You know, he's been in long relationships, and that's...
Yeah.
So...
LOL.
I have not. My longest, technically, is, like, you know, Facebook official. It's, like, a year.
Not Facebook official.
The Facebook official relationship. Is that a thing? Is that a thing? I feel like...
It used to be a thing. We might be showing our age.
Well, exactly. I'm like, I haven't been Facebook official with somebody in a long time. And so, I don't know. I just feel like when you're publicly putting a relationship out there, like, technically, I would say I've had, like, two or three serious relationships.
I can think of two off the top of my head. Because there was the one that you started dating whenever we became roommates. And you practically lived with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which happens a lot in college. Like, I mean, I think, but I equally started dating my second, like, major relationship at that time. Mm-hmm. And he basically lived with me. Not basically, he did. He did live with me. Right. Because he graduated and then just never left. Yeah. I think that's one thing of, like, there were so many things that happened, and this is not ever against anybody. It's just the idea of, specifically with that relationship, there were so many times that maybe we should have called it quits earlier than we did. Mm. That sounds really harsh. And, like, if you're out there listening and you find yourself questioning and, like, talked and you've done, like, it's okay. Like, I think very much at that time I had the mindset of, like, we're just quitters. I don't think you've ever had that mindset. You're like, I'm not happy, bye.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just like,
but isn't that so strange? Like, not you. No, me,
but
me.
Like, I have been, honestly though, yes and no, but I think I like talk myself.
Thank you. We have a blanket.
We have a blanket because we're cold. We should blanket. But I think, like, I probably came to the realization, like, quickly, but I had debated for a long time. I think, from my experience, too, like, 6 months is kind of that grace period. Like, when you do the talking phase and you start, and then you're official. About 6 months is when you start to realize, like, that person's true colors. You start getting comfortable with each other. And, you know, at that point, after the 6 month mark in all my relationships, I've pretty much just kind of been like.
I also feel like, and this could be a difference, I really didn't see this until my second relationship. Probably because my family really liked my first relationship. Yeah. But I feel like with you, if you
say. Same, actually.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I feel like with you. If you're like, oh, this guy did this, this, and this, first of all, your mother would be, Susanna, no.
Right.
No, ma'am.
Then that's what happened too. Like, a lot of the times, like, they found out certain things about my relationships, and it was like, no, that's not gonna happen.
I never had that. Even with my mom, who is, like, always been, relationship-wise, she's kind of been always the one that... Not gave me a reality check, but would be there because she also had her own relationship issues. My grandparents were more like Susanna's, or are more like your parents. I've always compared your parents to my grandparents. Mm-hmm. And just the way my grandparents have been married for 55 years and, you know, they had their ups and downs. And also, it was never a, hey, what are we doing here? Now, that's been conversations afterwards. And I'm like, well, it didn't help me in the time and like what was going on. And so I think that's just another difference of probably why I rephrase, why certain relationships went longer than they went past their prime.
Yeah.
And I think also it doesn't help that, and maybe this is just because we're from the South, it's conditioned of like, well, let's work it out. We can fix it. We can fix it. We can fix it. We can fix it. And even if you have two genuine people trying to fix it, that doesn't mean that the relationship should work out.
Right.
That doesn't mean that y'all are going to be happy for the rest of your lives. And I think that's okay. This kind of genuine separation of like, you know what? We just don't work out like this. And I think that's okay.
I think like that point just made me realize like our whole theme in general and thinking about the women who grew up in the 70s. And I'm thinking about my grandmother specifically, who is my mom's mom, and she's passed away now, but she grew up in the 60s and 70s, and like my mom was born in 1969, and so she was definitely, I equate her as like Jenny from Forrest Gump, okay? Like she is the epitome of a hippie. She was definitely make peace, not war, and you know, her relationship was like the pure like 70s, like you need to be a housewife, like you know, she tried to have a part-time job and that was not going to happen. That was not allowed. And so just going on theme here, like with our little drinks and our whole theme is just like, I feel like our whole generations have shifted. I mean, you see that now, but like definitely our age is like, I think because in generations past, a lot of us are like scared of commitment. One, because of that. Two, like we live in like a hyper independent society. We live like in an era where, you know, everybody's fending for themselves. We're all career driven. People are having kids later. Like, you know.
Well, I definitely think your grandmother could have been whispering to your mom, and your mom whispers to you. That's very much in a way, like my grandmother and I have one of the closest relationships, and there were a lot of things that she instilled. She might not have questioned my relationships, but I'm definitely a strong, independent woman because of her. And I tend to speak my mind. And we always make a joke because there were six of us on that side of the family. You had my grandmother, her sister, and then they both had daughters. And then my mom and my cousin then had daughters. So my cousin and I are 2 weeks apart. And not to say that we're all super outspoken, but you're going to know our opinion. And and so when it comes to relationships, I don't know. I think it does take somebody who can handle that.
Yeah.
And my grandfather is just like this gentlest soul. And even like, I love my grandmother dearly, but she'll say something and I look at my grandfather and he's like, she's been saying that for 50 years.
Yeah.
And not in like a rude way, but it's like correcting his driving or something. Like something just miscellaneous, not something that is like concerning.
Exactly.
She is a backseat driver. I love her dearly, but I was like, we're going to wreck.
Right. And I mean like that, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of what I've experienced with men here recently has just been like, you know, first of all, as we explained, like we're trying to go through school. So like, that's a whole, like all of our energy is like being put toward that. So like, even when I've been in these talking phases, it's just kind of been like, you know, I'm focusing on that. I can't really put in the effort. And so once again, like I wasn't really looking for a relationship. So, but I put that on the front end, like, you know, let's just make it casual, whatever. Let's see where it goes. And then it's like, I was a lot, right? Or either I was a lot or I, you know, was not in the box that they wanted me to be in. The most recent one specifically, that was an issue that I was just like, yeah, no, I'm not this like 1970s housewife. Thank you. Yeah. But I'm like, no, like I'm trying to gain this like independence of myself and trying to chase this career, but you know, I don't want to be put in a box. And so my motto for that is always like, you know, if you If I'm too much, find less.
Find less. Find less. And I definitely... But here's the thing. That just didn't pop up overnight.
Yeah.
It took 10 years to get to this point.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, kind of going back to the two longer relationships. And so, my last relationship, we actually moved out of state together. And that's where I said earlier that... It probably lasted longer than it should have. And I don't mean that in any disrespectful way. It was just a lot happened that shouldn't have happened. Period. And, like, when I moved to Louisville, that was kind of the first time that I was on my own. It was the first time that I walked into a store and I didn't run into 17 people that I knew or went to college with or went to high school with or that knew my mom or played softball or basketball or whatever, was in band with my mom or knew my dad or knew, you know, like all of these things that are so common of growing up in a small town in the South. It was the first time that I was like, oh, I'm kind of anonymous and this is nice. I enjoy this. Hold on.
Yeah.
And so there was a lot of things that came out of that. I had a really good friend group while I was up there. And that we all stay in contact. And, I mean, I think also, kind of going back to your support system, we used to make pros and cons lists. Of not just, like, my relationship, but also their relationships. And we would have brunch on, like, Tuesdays and have mimosas. And we're like, okay, what's the problem of the week? And we make pros and cons lists. And I don't think any of those relationships from that particular... list making experience actually made it out. But for the best. But here's the thing is I know specifically one of my friends, I know that the other person is now married, engaged or something and happy, you know? And so they just didn't work out, but they worked out with somebody else. And I think that's okay. Yeah,
exactly. Period. Exactly.
You're not everybody's cup of tea.
Right. Yeah. I've seen that phrase a lot. Exactly. Well, my later relationships, my longer ones and my, you know, later in college and post-college were definitely like these different kind of learning experiences. I think that I sacrificed a lot of myself for those relationships. I think I put in a lot more effort that was given back. Probably just because I had a different perspective, and I had different intentions, you know, and we weren't on the right path, but I just know that my last relationship, like, there was a lot of that, like, you know, manipulation and gaslighting and, like, especially toward the end. And that was the thing that we were kind of talking about earlier was, like, my expectations and my what I want in a relationship is probably somebody that just, like, wants to go out and have a good time with me. Like, I am a lot, you know what I mean? And that's not a bad thing in my eyes. That is a pro, that I am extroverted and I, you know, I go out and I never meet a stranger. Like, we could go to a bar and I'm just, like, talking to everybody. And he just wasn't that way, which is not a bad thing on his part, but we just weren't, like, equally matched. And so the college boyfriend, that was what that's all it was, though.
That's all it was.
Was we, like, went out together. I mean, we worked together in a nightclub. And so it was like we were constantly having fun. We were constantly, like, you know, making friends, like, going and doing things. And there wasn't any kind of, like, deeper substance. There wasn't any kind of, like, moving forward. When I graduate, what are we doing? Like, right. And bottom line, we were just like, we just like different things. Like, we were just completely different people. Like, especially now looking back, like, I don't even associate with, like, parts of myself back then that, you know, like,
You were chasing something else that we've mentioned, and chasing is maybe an inappropriate word, but I'm going to use it anyway, because I think in the time it was true of we have these templates in front of us, and I know, like, you love your parents' relationship, so that's your template. So now I have to do it X, Y, and Z in the exact same order. And so I think in college that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And like, also having the self-awareness, like, hold on. Mm-hmm. Wait a second. And so just because if you are equally of that same mindset of like, you have wonderful role models in your life, it is okay if you differ from the path.
Mm-hmm.
It is okay if you have your own, because everybody's story is their own to tell.
Right.
Even we could live the exact same lives and it would still be different.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Exactly.
That's what makes life interesting. That's what makes life life, because it's so unique to each person.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so I think like in, you know, the, I literally like wrote down the two like relationships on the same line, because I think even though they were like two different relationships, two different time periods, it was still like the same habits. It was still the same cycle that I was going in. And it was just like basically finding somebody that is not like, is not my type. Mm-hmm. It's not my type. Bottom line, like, they just weren't my type.
So here's
the second
part of this relationship was the best friend to my relationship at the time.
Yeah. And so at first it was really fun. We went out, like we would, you know, like hang out with Alex and her boyfriend and it was amazing and like all this stuff. And then all of a sudden it was just like he, yeah.
At one point in time, we had the three friends with the three friends. There was a third one that also, but they broke up.
Yeah.
They were the shortest lasting.
Right.
And then you and your boyfriend broke up.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, like 6 months later, a year later, I broke up with my ex.
Right.
So, because that was such a close relationship in the sense. It's also originally when we were coming up with this, I originally titled this episode, The Relationships Your Friends Don't Like, because let me tell you,
both of us.
it wasn't so much that we didn't like the person within the person's self. I didn't like how they treated my best friend.
Of course. Oh my gosh, like, and we, oh my gosh, I think about this all the time, and not just like with dating, but like straying a little bit, but like, if you've ever had a best friend that had a best friend that treated them not nicely, and then like, how does that make you feel? You know, I have had so many friendships like that, where my best friend had a best friend that I was like, that is not how I would talk to them, or that's not how I would treat them, or like, you know, whatever, and it's just like, you are hurting my person. Like, what do you mean?
Right.
Same thing with relationships, if not more.
Yeah.
Like, definitely more of just like, you know, I remember us having a conversation about my college boyfriend. And we were in her apartment and she was like,
oh no.
She was like, are you going to go see so-and-so? And I was like, yeah. This was T, because me and that guy we didn't date a whole year. However, we were like talking after the fact for like another year and a half. Okay. Exactly. It was like a habit. It was what I was comfortable with. Mm-hmm. It was somebody that like, I don't know, I just gravitated toward, you know, it was what I knew. It was fun, right? Like that is the key, but there was no substance moving forward. And so I think like, you know, I was just like falling into the same pattern. And I just remember Alex being like, are you going to go see that person? And I was like, yeah.
I still do that.
I know.
But here's the thing. You know who had a sit down talk with me? Was your dad. It was on your 21st birthday. We were on Beale Street. And your dad just sits down to me. I was about to move to Louisville. I know I was about to go to the British Isles. I was going on a travel study. And so he sat down, he's like, so what are we going to do about this relationship of yours? And I was like, oh, you know, whatever, we're like doing this. And he said, And I was like, oh no. But like, I do appreciate that. And like, I think it's hard to hear in the moment because we never want to sit there and, like, we always want to defend ourselves. And so...
Well, that's exactly what happened to my first boyfriend in high school. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, everybody's saying it's not going to work out, like, whatever. And so you don't want to hear that. Like, you don't want somebody to tell you that you either have to break up with this person or, you know, should break up with them or whatever. Like, mm-hmm. you... I... Side note. because, side note. I have realized that of myself, because I have said that before to my friends, because their boyfriends I didn't like, right? And I realized very quickly, also with your relationship, very quickly that people have to realize that for themselves.
Yeah.
They have to. Like, I did not meddle in anybody else's relationship after what happened, because I just was like, here I was, like, going on this bashing spree with my friend, right? Like, we're just, like, bashing this guy away because she's ranting.
It's not me.
It's not her.
I don't know who it is, actually.
She was venting, whatever. And then I was just, like, also, like, right up there with it. Like, here I come with pitchforks, you know what I mean? Like, let's go. And... yeah, like, they stay together. And so it was just like, like, awkward.
Just kidding.
Awkward, because here I am, like, break up with him, like, whatever, I'll help you craft the text, you know, or something. I will help you with the phone call. Like, let's get this going, but I don't know.
Not a text. That's obviously not good enough. Listen, if you are hard with confrontation and you have to break up through a text, it's okay. Period.
It is. And you know what? Like, I think that's the biggest thing, too, about...
It's about growth.
I think that's the biggest thing about my part of not any relationship is because, one, I feel I'm so avoidant of conflict. So avoidant. And I'm working on it. Thank you very much.
Yes, growth.
But I'm so avoidant of it, and I just, like, I'm like, I don't want to hurt their feelings.
But also, I don't want to be here.
I don't want to be here. One of the last relationships that my last Facebook official relationship lasted like a month. I didn't even put it on here, but I guess we'll talk about it anyways.
Surprise.
That breakup, I was the one who made the decision. I was the one who was like, you know, this isn't going anywhere. We want two different things. And I was the one who ended up sobbing the most because I was like, I just think we're moving in two different directions and I don't think we should be together. And I'm like, just start screaming, sobbing at him. And he was like,
what is happening?
Literally didn't know how to react because I'm just like, I don't know.
Let me say this real quick, because I know exactly what relationship you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I remember going out to eat with you and that person. And I remember walking out of the restaurant and I was like, that's not going to last a month.
And here we are.
And it didn't because I knew you. And I just knew it wasn't your type of person. I hope they're happy now. Hope they've... I don't know. I don't even know if you saw.
I think two out of the four that we've talked about are married.
I mean, cool. I'm
either married or have kids. Also, can we talk about that? Has anybody experienced dating somebody and now their ex is married? That's weird.
That's weird.
That's odd. Is that not weird to you? And then, like, you're not married. But honestly, like, everybody just has different goals in life.
Yeah. And I think that when you are genuine, I think this kind of comes back to, like, what we were expecting in life and what we were expecting out of relationships and equally unlearning things that are sometimes you just stand in your own way. I've done that. I do that all the time. Even not just with the relationships. There's things in life that I literally, the obstacle in the way is Alex. And I have to move Alex out of the way to continue through. But the expectation for me, I distinctly remembered my last relationship. I was like, you check all of these marks except like one. So therefore I have to stay. I stayed way past the point of like, this is no longer conducive for either of us.
Right.
And that was really, I remember distinctly sitting in my floor in like the guest bedroom on the phone crying to my mom, And then I realized, I was like, wait, I'm crying to my mom, asking for my mom for relationship advice. And I was like, wait. Mind you, like I said, my mom has equally struggled with relationships. And that's okay. And I may cut that part out because I don't want to sit here and, like, bash my mom.
Yeah, of course.
Ah! Okay. So going back to, like, expectations and, like, unlearning things, it was really the realization. I think COVID actually... Well, I think a lot of people understood during COVID of, like, wow, we have to spend all this time with each other.
I was going to say, you experienced that relationship during COVID.
I did.
Major. Major.
It was very interesting, to say the least. I think it was also the beginning of the end. I think COVID really showed a lot of things that I was like, I'm not the one. I'm just not the one, and I'm okay with that. I just can't do this anymore. And so that was really the first time, that relationship was the first time that I had to put boundaries in place and, like, really put my foot down, because my very, very first relationship, it was the same thing. It was that natural cycle of, like, relationships. Like, we break up, but, like, no, let's talk a little bit more. Like, let's be in the situationship. Like, let's go back and forth, because we were so young. We were so young, and just, we were each other's first love, and we were safe, but also equally, I don't really think either one of us wanted to be in the relationship at the time, and fair.
Right.
Also, there was no boundaries. Not from my side. There were no boundaries. No boundaries whatsoever.
Yeah.
That was also the relationship that I found out that he was moving on while we were in New Zealand. And I sobbed. I sobbed.
Yep.
I got the text before we boarded a 14-hour plane ride. And I, like, just sobbed the entire way home in the bathroom. I was sobbing on the plane ride. I was sobbing.
I was slobbing.
I was slobbering. Also that. And it was just such a hard time. And, like, I still didn't learn boundaries until later.
Yep. So, yeah, I think during COVID, a lot of people, it was like a make or break. Like, you had to learn a lot of things. You had to unlearn a lot of things. You had to set boundaries. You know what I mean? Like, at least in your relationship, you know, I think one of the biggest reasons of like I haven't been in a relationship in a long time. And I think partially that's because I've been, like, trying to find myself, figure out what I want, and also stick to what I want in a relationship. Like, that is one of my big advice of this whole podcast, is never sell yourself short. Like, if you want certain things in a relationship, if you have certain expectations, if you have a type, if you, you know, X, Y, and Z, if you have these interests and you want somebody to also to have those interests too, then go get that. Mm-hmm. Go get that. If you are in a relationship that is not fulfilling or not filling your cup or whatever, then, you know, maybe reevaluate that. Like, if you're unhappy in a relationship.
And if you're in a relationship and you're unhappy and, like, you can talk to your partner about it, like, therapy is always an option. That sounds so cliche, but, like, genuinely, we don't know how to do better until we learn better.
Yeah.
That is something I say all the time to clients, and I'll say it in family therapy.
Right.
Is you're going to react the way that your environment taught you to react.
Yep.
And so until you can learn how to effectively communicate or whatever. Exactly. And so, like, therapy is not a bad thing. Therapy is not a bad word. And I think that also shows the strength of a relationship is, can we do this? Can we grow together? Can we have these conversations that maybe make each one of us uncomfortable? And that's okay. So,
right.
That's fine. I just saw what my advice is, it's going to be okay. It is okay. And even when things change and breakups happen, or, you know, life transitions happen, like, it's okay. You're gonna be okay. My great grandmother used to say, "This too shall pass." And then my grandmother always called me a marble, we're gonna roll. You're a marble and you're gonna roll with it. And, you know, it's just a part of the life cycle. And you, things ebb and flow. And, you know, relationships, I think for me personally, kind of, especially doing this podcast and getting to, like, re-look at things that we haven't talked or looked at for 10 years, or maybe it hasn't even a year, you know?
Yeah.
It really is coming to the same information with a different perspective. I think when you look at breakups in the moment, you're angry and mad and upset, and you're ready to just kick down a door.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a few years later, like, you still may feel really upset, or you may feel, like, really jaded. I know, I think I felt jaded in a couple, not just with relationships, just with, like, my overall experience of dating.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is just, like, serious stuff. I think there's a lot of trauma growing up when it came to, like, people finding you attractive and things like that.
Yeah.
So I think feeling jaded is natural. But then really get to look at it now from a lens of 10 years later. It's like, huh, okay. So, like, yeah, that did absolutely suck.
Mm.
And, you know, this is what I learned. This is what I learned. This is what I take from it. I don't want to hold on to that energy anymore, even if it was, like, this horrible. And, like, let me clarify something before we, like, just call it quits for the night. This is not referring to relationships where you were being physically harmed.
Correct.
You were, like, being physically, mentally, and emotionally harmed. These are, like, just general breakups, general couples debacles.
Exactly.
If you are in harm's way, there are resources.
Yeah.
And I'm very serious about that. That's one of the things I specialize with in therapy. And there are people there to support you, and there are people that understand you, understand where you're coming from, and want this best for you, your life, and your safety. So I just want to, like, put that at the tail end right here as I'm talking about breakups as well as, like, relationships in general. And I think that's it. I think we've
pretty much.
I think we've yapped on.
We've covered ground.
We've covered ground. And I hope that you come back next week as, or 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Yes.
Come back in 2 weeks. And we will have our next one. So, LOL.
Full and empty.
Cheers. See you next time.
Bye.